Well, Jane Ace goes blankly on rehearsing the part of the maid in the charity play to be given tonight and understudying the leading role being played by Mrs. Irene Lewis. Mr. Lewis, we learn, is not at all in favor of his wife's interest in the theater and tried to make her give it up. This episode takes place on the evening of the play and is in two scenes, the Ace's bungalow and then backstage at the theater. But first to the Ace's, Jane is just leaving.
Well, dear, I'm leaving.
But, Jane, it's so early.
I know, but I have to get made up and put on my maid costume. I have to get there early. Now, you and Mars know what to do the minute the play is over, don't you?
Duck?
Yes, come back to the stage to my... What did you say?
We know what to do, Jane. We're to meet you in back in your dressing room.
That's right. Now, I'll wait for you in my dressing room.
Which one is it, Jane? The one with the big star on it?
No, it's the one with the moon on it.
Moon?
Well, a half moon.
What? Huh?
Well, they didn't have enough dressing rooms to go around. Can I help it?
Oh, sure.
Irene Lewis had to get the one with the star on it. After all, she is a star. She just didn't get sick. Oh, well, I'll do my best as a maid.
That's a spirit, Jane.
Well, wish me luck.
Good luck, Jane.
Yeah, good luck, Jane, and wish me luck, too.
You? What are you going to do?
Oh, age a couple of years while you come out and probably forget your lines.
Forget my lines? I'll bet you wish I would.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, the way you said
it. Oh, I didn't mean it that way,
Jane. Well, I'll fool you. You just wait and see.
I hope so.
Forget my lines. How do you like that? What's the first one now?
There, you see?
Oh, yes, I got it. The telephone, madame.
That's it, Dad.
And then in the last act, I come out and say, you rang, madame? That's it. First the telephone, madame, and then you rang, madame? I'll keep saying it over in the taxi on the way down to the
theater. Wait, Jane, don't take a taxi. I'll drive you down.
But it's so early, dear.
Well, I might as well drive you down. Marge and I can kill an hour or so driving around, getting up courage.
Yes, that's an idea. Well, don't get my hat and be right with you.
All right, get my coat, will you please, Marge?
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Well, dear, tonight's the night.
Yes. Are you nervous, Jane?
Nervous? Me? Well, yes, a little.
Oh, you are.
Look at me. My hand is shaking like a thief. I hope I don't get so nervous I drop those flowers you sent me.
Flowers I sent you?
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. I ordered some flowers you sent me.
Oh, you ordered them?
Well, everybody else is getting flowers. I don't know why I shouldn't.
Oh, well, yes, I guess I should have thought of that myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, dear. I knew you'd want me to have them.
Of course, Jane.
Thank you very much, dear. And the card you put in was so sweet.
The card?
Yes, where you said, to my leading lady.
Oh, is that what I said?
I may be only a maid in the play, but it's nice of you to think of me as your leading lady. You get it?
Oh, yes, that was very clever of me.
You're always saying clever things like that.
Oh, yes, I'm certainly the one.
Okay, let's get going. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Marge. Okay, Jane, let's go. The last mile.
The telephone, madame. You rang, madame. The telephone, madame. You rang.
Good evening, Mr. Hamden.
Oh, hello, Mr. Cooper. You didn't bring Mrs. Lewis with you, did you?
No. Why? Isn't she here yet?
Not yet, and I'm worried.
Oh, you better hurry and get dressed. Where's my dressing room?
You'll find it down there. Your name's on it.
Oh, I hope nothing's happened to Miss Lewis.
I hope so. I just called the apartment and nobody else. Oh, here she comes. Hello, Irene.
I know I'm late, Martin, but I had the most terrible time getting ready. I was so nervous. I've never been this way before.
Now, you'll have to calm down, Irene. Take it easy.
I can't help it. I have the most horrible feeling just now in the taxi that I was being followed.
Your husband, you mean?
Oh, I guess it's foolish of me, but I haven't heard from him all day. It's like waiting for something to strike. Oh, if only he wouldn't get it over with.
Now, come on. You've got to get a hold of yourself. Let's go in your dressing room. Let me have that bag.
Here. Oh, I'll be all right once I'm made up and ready.
Of course you will. Right in here, Irene. The house is completely sold out tonight, and I...
Ned!
What are you doing back here?
Shut that door quickly. Ned, what are you doing here?
Hello, Irene.
Mr. Lewis, your wife is nervous enough as it is, and if you think...
You're coming with me, Irene.
Coming with you?
What do you mean by that? We have a play we're doing tonight.
Don't get into any costume. Just turn right around and come with me.
But where?
Anywhere. You're not going to be in any play tonight.
Now, look here, Mr. Lewis.
You keep out of it.
Ned, you're out of your mind.
Sure I am. I have been ever since we were married. To let you get this far away from me. I warn you, Irene, I'm desperate. If you don't come away with me now and try to make something of this farce we've called marriage, I'll make you the laughingstock of the town.
You'll make no trouble around here, Mr. Lewis. If you don't leave this minute, I'll turn you over to the police.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yes, and you'll be in plenty of trouble. How would you like to have me tell him what happened here a couple of mornings ago?
I'd like it.
He'd like it?
Yes. What have I got to lose? In fact, if she appears in this play tonight, Mr. Hampton, I'll save you the trouble. I'll tell it all myself, right out in public. And what better place than this theater?
Ned, you wouldn't.
Nothing can stop me, Irene. Now, you want to call your police, Mr. Hampton?
But, Mr. Lewis, this play, it's for charity. The house is sold out.
My house has been sold out for years. Sold out by my wife to a love that she has for the theater, instead of a love she should have for a husband.
But, Ned, I promise you, this is my last.
Your last. How many times have I heard that?
But I mean it this time.
Yes, she does, Mr. Lewis. She told me so herself only last night.
Are you coming, Irene?
No, she's not.
Very well. Then don't be surprised at anything that happens. What's your big important scene? That's when I'll come walking down the aisle of this theater.
Ned, you can't do this to me. If you won't think of me, think of yourself and your own reputation in this town.
My reputation without you, Irene, means nothing to me.
Ned.
If I lose you, I'll lose everything.
Well, you will lose her, Mr. Lewis, if you do this thing to her.
Ned, you do love me terribly, don't you?
With all my heart.
Martin, I can't go on.
What? Irene, you can't do this to me.
I can't go on.
You coming, Irene?
Yes, Ned.
But Irene, my place! Irene, if you go out of here tonight...
I'm sorry, Martin, but my husband needs me.
Good night, Mr. Hampton.
Mrs. Burnside, somebody get Mrs. Burnside, quick.
Here she is. Mrs. Burnside.
Yes?
Mr. Hampton wants to see you.
Yes?
Mrs. Burnside, she's walked out. She quit.
Who quit?
Irene. Mrs. Lewis.
She what?
Oh.
He can't do this. All those people out there.
But she's gone.
The play's off.
Off? It can't be off. What about those people out there?
Give them back their money.
Give them back their money.
There can't be a play without a leading woman. We can't put on this play without her.
Why, what about her understudy?
Understudy? You don't for a minute think I'd let that woman go on and play this important part.
We'll have to. Where is she? Mrs. Hayes? Mrs. Hayes, oh, where is she?
I don't know, and I'm not going to let her go on.
Oh, did somebody call?
Yes, Mrs. Hayes, please. Come here. In here.
What's the matter?
Come into this room, please.
But this is Mrs. Lewis's room.
Close that door. Do you know the lines of Mrs. Weatherby?
Oh, yes, but I'm having enough trouble remembering the lines of the maid. Don't bother me about that
you
now.
You have to play the part.
Yes, I will. First, I say the telephone.
No, no, the part of Mrs. Weatherby. Can you do it?
Mrs. Weatherby? Yes. Oh, well, what happened? Where's Mrs. Weatherby?
Oh, never mind that now. Can you do it?
Oh, sure I can. I think. I hope. I wonder.
You've got to. Now get into Mrs. Lewis's costume. I'll get somebody to help you dress. I've got to go out soon and make an announcement.
Mr. Hampton, get somebody else to play the maid. Mrs. H is going on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I have an announcement to make. There's been a last-minute change in the cast. A rather important change. The leading role of Mrs. Weatherby will not be played by Irene Lewis as your program stage. Now, just for a moment. I know this comes as quite a shock to Mrs. Lewis's friends, but I hope you'll all remember that this play is given in the name of charity. However, if there are any of you who want your money back, you may get it at the box office. Well, I don't see anybody getting up. I thank you. That's very nice. The part will be played instead by Jane H. Now, I'm sure you will allow for any little... Oh, there goes somebody else with his money. You can get it back at the box office.
No, no thanks. I don't want any money back. I just want air.
Well, anyhow, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The play will begin in just a moment.
How is Mr. Hampton? Do I look all right? Can you see me? It's so dark on the stage here. But when the footnotes light up, I guess it'll be all right.
Yes, yes, here. Please, Mrs. H., I beg of you, try to concentrate on the line.
I will. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Don't worry. She tells me not to worry.
It's going up. Ready in there?
Are you ready, Mrs.
H.? Yes, I think so.
Do you know your first line?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You're on your own. Lights.
curtain. If I ever live through this night.
The telephone oh, no. Well, my pet, I hope you're satisfied with yourself. You've landed him, the catch of the season. What does it matter if he's housebroken? What does it matter if your sister's cut your head? You find what you've been looking for, security. His castle will be your stranglehold. And you are queen of all you survey. There is no turning away now. The telephone, madame.
The telephone, madame.
Excuse me, you're the maid.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Marie. Hello, my love. Have you missed me? Of course I'm lonely.
What is she doing out there? She hasn't even lifted up the receiver of the telephone. Oh, what have I done to deserve this? I can't stand this.
Listen to him laugh, will you?
I'm not deaf, Mr. Cooper.
Well, they think it's a comedy.
Comedy? This beautiful drama I've worked on for over a year. Let me get to this room.
But I'm used to being lonesome. Isn't it always the woman who pays?
Mrs. Bates, lift up that phone. What are you doing?
What do these comforts mean without you near to share them with me? I sit here hour after hour counting the minutes you're away from me.
Mrs. Ace, the phone!
Well, without you, life just isn't, that's all.
Mrs. Ace, for heaven's sake, the phone!
What?
The phone!
Not now, Mr. Hammond. Can't you see I'm busy?
Oh, great heavens!
Get the message for me, please.
Well... Mr. Ace was no fool when he went out for some air. But Jane turned out to be a big hit in the play, which suddenly turned out to be a comedy, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.